Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shir number 31 in the Shiurim for Women. And today we're going to go through a Maimer Mordechai, that's Rabbi Mordechai Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, pertaining to tefillah, to prayer. And the reason, one of the reasons we stressed a lot in the Shiurim pertaining to prayer, not just prayer, formalized prayer, but personal prayer, directly to Hashem, is based on the premise that every single neshama, every single Jew in particular, is extremely, extremely precious and beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's men, it's women, it's children, it's every single individual. And there's a desired connection where Hashem wants you to connect with Him. And this connection creates a tremendous closeness and a tremendous healing and transformative changes in people's lives. We tend to give up easy on it. We tend to make light of it. But it is the key to everything. That connection, that standing before Hashem and being one with Him in this way, no matter what the circumstances are and no matter where you are in life. So we're going to, I put out the PDF here. Some of it we'll do inside, some of it we'll do outside. But this is a beautiful mimer from him, and I select a few from his mimorim. I did one, I believe, on Nisa B'Oil in the regular shiur, or maybe Sundays, and here, in particular, with tefillah we're going to do right now. So he first brings a Chazai Nish that explains that how Hashem listens to the words of our lips and listens to the thoughts that are in our heart. In other words, as we are davening, we need to visualize that Hashem is not just listening to the words we are saying, but looking deep into our hearts and seeing all the heartfelt emotions, the pain, the joy, and all the myriad of emotions. Hashem sees that too. And then the Chazai Nish says an amazing thing. He says it's amazing. He says, Nifla hadavar. It is very wondrous. It's very amazing. It's within the capacity and the ability of a person that he could talk about his worries and his concerns in front of the master of the world, like he's talking to his best friend. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls you Yeled Shashuim, your child, you're my child that I delight in. Everyone listening needs to feel that they're as if they're the single child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delights in you and cares about you, and he's hugging and embracing you. And as you talk to him about your worries and about your concerns and about your fears and about your pain, and also about your joy, Hashem is there listening to every word, and he has nachas ruach from it, and he's there to help you. He says that his older brother of Shimon Schwab, when he on the tefillahs that Rabbi Yerucham, the Mashgiach Amir, used to speak, that he used to talk to Hashem that way, like you're talking to a friend, literally talking to a friend. The Besilas Yisharim also uses that expression, kash yidabe ish el reyeyu. He brings down from Mendel Zaks. Mendel Zaks was the son-in-law, one of the son-in-laws of the Chafetz Chaim. And he said the same thing. He said he used to speak to Hashem, the Chafetz Chaim. He used to constantly talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like speaking to a friend, sometimes in Yiddish, right? So in those days, that was the language, Yiddish. For some of you, that Yiddish is not comfortable. You speak in English. And he used to say always, Rabbeinu Shloilam, and he used to call out to Hashem. And he said, you heard many times my tefillah, and today too, you're going to answer the tefillah. And to quote the Mesilas Yesharim that we just said, it's in Perek Yutes, that he's nice of a nice in Mamish Ima. He's literally going back and forth with you. Olafanav hum ischanin, and you're in front of you, you're praying. Umi itoy hum evakesh, and you're asking from Hashem. V'hu yisbarach shemoy ma'azin loy. And Hashem is listening to you, and hearing your words, like a person's talking to his friend, and that his friend is listening. Sometimes we feel so lost because we don't believe this. We have trouble believing this, or we feel a blockage. We say, how is Hashem listening to me? You don't see sometimes the results of an answer right away, and it's painful. And you imagine that he's not listening. He's listening to every single word you're uttering, and he's taking it in, and every word is precious. He says it's a yelet shashuim. Yelet shashuim. You're my precious son, or you're my precious daughter. As you speak to me in tefillah, zachar eskerenu oid, I'll remember you more and more and more. He brings down also the preparation that the Hasidim Rishonim used to do in preparing for tefillah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say from the Alta Fizablotka, was his Rebbe, that in the first World War I, there was a bomb that blew up in the room that he was davening mincha. And everyone got shaken up, and the Alta from Sobotka finished the Shemayna Esrei and asked, like, what happened here? Like, he was so separated from it. That's how deep his tefillah was. So he goes through a little bit of that type of concept. Then he brings on the Chazaynish itself. The Chazaynish, as we know, was a tremendous Eloi. He was a Goyin, and he worked very hard and had Mesiris Nefesh in his Torah. The way he learned, he was a tremendous Masmid. Beyond belief. But it says here that the Chazaynish was so into his tefillah, was so working so hard, that there were times where when he wasn't healthy, he couldn't daven because it would cause his heart to get injured that way. It was a sakana for him to daven. And he said once to his Talmidim that my toil in tefillah is way beyond my toil in the most difficult sugyas in Gemara. And he's his asmada in Torah, what used to be, he says from his relative of his, that there were times where the Chazaynish learned Masechtas Mikvais, and for 3 months straight he worked to understand a particular Mishnah about the Sheish Malas of Mikvis, six Malas of Mikvis, one on top of the other. The levels of it, and he was working extremely, extremely hard for it, and till he reached to understand that Mishnah in the proper way, and then he put it out in his Sefer on Masechtas Mikvayis. That's called Yagata Matzasa Tamin. And nevertheless, he said that his efforts in tefillah was even more than that. His efforts in tefillah was even more than that. And it could be mavatal, even big zeirais. And the Chazaynish says in one of his letters that bechol pega, whenever there's some difficulty that takes place, harini murgel hachzik es amuna, he strengthened my amuna. Ki leinasa dava ba'ilam b'mikra, nothing is by chance. Rak al pi hashkachos yisbarach, it's only through Hashem. Harini misamitz b'tfilah lahavas hagzeira, and I strengthen myself in tefillah to remove the Gezerah. He said once, in the Hesped of the Chazaynish, Rav Shmuel Greiman said that the Chazaynish told him that in Shamayim they hid from me about the upcoming tragedy that was going to take place during the Holocaust, during World War II. Why was it hidden from me? So that I should not strengthen myself in tefillah to be mavatal the Gezerah. So you see that the tefillah has such a power to be mavatal a Gezerah. And okay, that is a very, very deep concept. I heard that concept before. Where World War II in particular, for whatever, we can't understand Hashem's ways, how it was, but many Gedolei Yisrael, that's what, not just this Chazaynish, but others seem to have that as well, where Hashem purposefully hid what was going to happen to that degree. Because if they would have known, and Hashem would have revealed it to them, that tefillahs would have helped, and we don't understand these type of things. But from we do see, though, the way Hashem does run the world in the normal way of doing things is that you pray, and it's mevatel even gezeiros, and we continue to pray and continue to pray. And to recognize with emunah, he says, the Chazaynish in another letter, that everything is min hashamayim. And Yidin are beloved, they do not need a shliach. Everyone could find themselves and good in their prayer. Hashem desires the tefillah of tzaddikim. In this sense, you're all tzaddikim. Hashem desires your tefillah. Tefillah is a very strong staff, a strong power in the hand of a person. Rav Pam used to quote this letter very often. The more trust you place in Hashem that He could help you in your tefillas, you will rise above and you will be very successful. And he says that learning and tefillah are connected to one another. This is important, particularly for men, to understand this, that the tefillah is very affected by learning and vice versa, and tefillah cannot be neglected at all. It has to be really on top of the list of priorities of a person. It brings a person closer to Hashem. It brings it closer to the whole general idea of Yira Shamayim. And Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein used to talk about this a lot, that people seem to neglect tefillah, which is a deraisa, and to be extremely careful to strengthen yourself in tefillah. It's not just enough for a Ben Taira to learn in order to be a Ben Taira. But it is true that he connects to Taira, but he has to want to desire to be a servant of Hashem and to connect with Hashem. So this is an important thing in general when you're looking for Shidduchim or seeing something, you know, a Shidduch for one's daughter or whatever it is, to look for a person that's not just like a Ben Taira that he knows how to learn, but has a deep, true connection to Hashem, and part of it being a tremendous iskashrus to the concept of tefillah in a very deep way, taking it very, very serious. And it's hard to detect sometimes because that's an internal thing. You know, it's people's, what's in their heart a lot. What you see outside is not just because they're shuckling and shaking, doesn't mean they're really davening. So you have to really sort of figure out where they are in that sense and how close they are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this sense. And that's a very, very important insight. And that is the idea that to recognize that Hashem is in control of everything, and Hashem is, that's what you do by tefillah. You really see that you're relying on Hashem and that you have no one else to rely on. And it's important not just to do the formalized tefillahs of Shemayna Esrei or whatever it may be, but to have personalized tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Chafetz Chaim did, like the Chazai Nish alluded to that he did, and so on and so forth. Now, there's a biography on Rav Mordechai Schwab. This is the Maimer. You can look at it inside. I gave you the gist of it outside in this year. But Rav Mordechai Schwab himself would prepare for davening by saying the tefillah of Adonai Olam. He placed a great value on the prayer of Adonai Olam. Later on, it became the family's attention that Eliyahu Rabbah says that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and Rabbi Chai Goyen or Sherry Goyen writes that saying the beginning of Adonai Olam with Kavana gives you special siyata d'shmaya to have your tefillahs accepted. Rabbi Mordechai would quote an explanation of this prayer of Rav Sham Shofal Hirsch, and it was publicized by his son-in-law, Rav Shloime Breuer. So here's the highlights of some of Rav Hirsch's explanations on Adonai Olam. Adonai Olam Hashem Malach B'Tenen Kol Yitzir Nivra. And Rav Sham Shofal Hirsch writes as follows. Hashem was already master even before he created the universe. His mastery is not dependent on the existence of the universe. The prayer continues discussing Hashem's overall control and his eternity. Even after all existence would cease to be, Hashem will continue to be the awesome king. Hashem is the eternal. Hashem always was, he is, and he will forever remain in splendor. V'hu keli, he is my God. Despite being the awesome God, he is also my God, my personal God. Emphasizing that one has an intimate and personal relationship with Hashem, and that Hashem is constantly concerned and looking after us. V'hu nisi. Nisi means he is my banner, or he is my miracle. Every person has their personal miracles that Hashem performs on their behalf. And it's important for each one of us to remember these miracles and be thankful to Hashem for these miracles. So that is the idea. And he brings down Rav Shmuel Schwab explained how in his youth, his life was saved. He goes through different stories and seeing that how Hashem saved him and watched over him. So it's very, very important. You know, and it says in the biography, I think we mentioned it in this Maimer, but Rabbi Mordechai quoted his Rebbe, Rabbi Chaskel, who said that in this world, one cannot attain anything either physical or spiritual, without tefillah. And some of the things that were in this maimer, he explains in this piece, in the biography, regarding tefillah, and trying our best to improve our kavana in it. And to daven for others is a big part of this. Mordechai Schwab used to daven a lot for others. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, it's being brought down, by the way, that praying for someone who's ill is part of the mitzvah Bikur Chaylam, which is a very interesting insight. This is brought down in Yerideya, Chelek Dalid, Simen Nun Aleph. And which means also by davening for a sick person, you also be mekayem the mitzvah v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. And I'll end off this shir as follows. Mordechai would say that a prayer never goes unanswered. One must continue praying without losing faith until he is answered. He himself davened 3 times a day for many years about a particular matter with absolute faith that he would one day be answered. And answered he was. Upon being answered, Hashem, Rav Mordechai said how he had a great appreciation of the Gemara in Barachas Lamabez that says that Rechama, the son of Chanina, said if a person sees that after praying he's not answered, he should pray again. When a father doesn't answer his son's request, that does not mean he hasn't heard his plea. So the key is never to get discouraged and to continue to pray. You have a personal relationship with Hashem. He loves you. He loves you as a single only daughter. You have to look at it that way, because that is the truth. Bracha v'atzlacha.